This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is God's Spoken Word with Johnson Lee and Luella Simpson. Coming to you on the behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord, praise the Lord for being on this air one more time on this beautiful first Sunday in November.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for everything you already done, what you finna do. Get a hold to all our children, grandchildren, loved ones.
Yes.
Nieces and sisters and brothers, all of them are mine to be saved before it's too late.
Yes.
All the saints, children of mine to be saved. All the drug addicts, the backsliders, the prostitutes, all them are mine to be saved. Lord, save your people like never before. Bless all the real true saints, children. Lord, bless them like never before. Thank you how you keep on blessing me in my home over and over again.
Yes,
thank you for all
Lord.
Your many blessings. We give you all the praise and all the honor belongs to you. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Thank God for my husband in Jesus' name.
Thank God for my wife and thank God for that wonderful, beautiful prayer. We also reaching out to the one in incarceration. Thank God for Jesus. All right, the word today, this morning, are you saved?
Are you saved?
I say, are you saved?
Amen.
I didn't say, do you belong to the church? I didn't say, have you took the preacher's hand? I didn't say it's your name on the roll.
Amen.
I didn't ask you, did you sing in the choir? I didn't ask you, do you preach? I didn't ask you, do you call yourself a prophet or apostle or bishop or elder or evangelist or pastor? I didn't ask
Amen.
You that.
Preach
I asked
it.
You, are you saved? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Are you saved? I didn't ask you how much the Bible do you know. I didn't ask you, have you read the Bible from cover to cover? I didn't ask you all that. I ask you, are you saved?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, what is saved? Saved means delivered. Saved means rescue. Saved means preserved. If somebody fall in the water, praise the Lord, and they can't swim, and you jump out there and bring them in, you have saved that person.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. If somebody was walking in front of a car, a truck, and they don't see it, and you jump out and rescue that person from that accident, that person are saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But now I'm talking about spiritual saved.
Amen.
I'm talking about saving your soul, saving your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not just from an accident, but from the pits of hell. How are you saved?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Do you have the Holy
Praise
Ghost
that.
With the evidence of speaking with tongue? Are you saved? I don't care how much you sing, how much you shout. I heard old folks say years ago, I don't care how high you jump, when your feet hit the floor, you got to live right. Are you saved? Do you live right? Do you live holy? Do you live sanctified? God Almighty, are you saved? Thank you, Jesus. Do you love your neighbor as yourself? Do you love, let me back up. Do you love the Lord with all your heart? Good God, are you saved? I didn't say confess with your mouth, like I said over in Romans, but you got to bag up there before you get to Romans and hallelujah and find out what Acts 2:38 said. Repent.
Amen.
God, become godly sorry. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your low down ways. Turn from the world.
Preach it.
God Almighty. Turn from drinking and smoking and lying and whole mugging and whole hopping. Turn from adultery. Turn from fornication. Turn from lesbianism. Turn from homosexual. Turn from stealing. Turn from gambling. God Almighty, are you saved?
Praise
See, when you turn from all this, you're ready to be saved. You got to save yourself out, the Bible said, from this untoward generation. From this crooked generation, too many religion folks not saved. Too many folks in different denominations not saved. Too many folks up on the floor shouting and speaking in tongue not saved. How can you speak in tongue and can't speak to me? Thank you, Jesus. How can you speak in tongue and can't speak good words about your neighbor? Thank you, Jesus. How can a fountain give out sweet and bitter water at the same time? Not so. that fountain gonna even give out good water, a bitter water.
Preach it.
Call them out. Are you saved?
Hey.
Thank you, Jesus. Do you love the Lord?
Yes,
with
Lord.
With all your heart. Hallelujah. Are you saved? Do you dress holy? Oh, I know them Latin preachers. God gonna get them too. Then told y'all it ain't what you put on. A Latin devil.
Preach it.
A Latin dog. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. And the Bible tells us, be you holy in all kind of, in all manner of conversation. Here's what you put on your body. Number one, the body, not joints.
Amen.
Your body belongs to God.
Amen.
He died.
Yes, he did.
On the cross.
Preach it.
He died. For me and you.
Amen.
He suffered and bled and hurt him. They spit on him. They did him bad. They stuffed him in his face. They did him bad. They cursed him. They did him bad. Cut God him out. And he did it for me. And he did it for you.
Lord.
Hallelujah. And all the way to be saved, you got to accept him as your personal Savior. And when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're going to do what it takes. You're going to fall under that category with the Bible said. And praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Corinthians. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Any man, any woman in Christ, he a new creature. Behold, all things, all things are passed away.
Amen.
All things are made new. Why? I put out a song. I look at my feet, and they look new. I looked at my hands, and they did too. Why?
You're a stranger.
When you go down in water in Jesus' name, that water wash away them old sins. When you go down in Jesus' name, you applying the blood of Jesus to your body.
Amen.
When you go down in Jesus' name, it wash away your sin. That's why somebody pick up that song years ago. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood.
Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Are you saved?
Yes.
Oh, get right, church, and let's go home. Are you saved? Quit lying. Quit God of mine. Quit telling jokes. Quit walking the street half naked. Oh, women, put off the pants. Put off the makeup. Pull off the jewelry. Oh, men, cut your hair. Get the earring out your ear. Look holy. Look clean.
Amen.
Are you saved? Hit it, baby. Hit it.
Are you saved?
Woo.
It's time to get saved. Baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Evidence speaking in tongues, walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy, for he's a holy God. So we got to be holy, too. Walk holy, talk holy, look holy. Be like God called you.
Yes.
Be holy.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God is calling y'all today. He said, tell my people I'm coming. Tell them, take on my name. Get baptized in my name because I died for them. He waiting with his arm wide open.
Uh-huh.
Jesus loves you, and we love you, too. We're crying out for your soul.
Amen.
Come on, get saved. That's not her. That's the best thing that ever happened to me when I got saved, baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evident speaking in tongues and running for my life, and I ain't got tired yet. Are you saved?
Uh-huh.
Come on, get saved. This is a good life.
Yes.
I'm enjoying Jesus every day of my life. I ain't got nothing to be said or worried about. He promised to take care of me. He's doing that what he say. God is a good God, and I love him. I love him. I appreciate it more and more every day because he's a good God. Oh, taste and see that my God is good. I love him. I love him more and more every day, and I won't take it back. God has been good to me down through the years, and I'm going
to
keep on praising him.
Are
you saved? Do you love the Lord?
Uh-huh.
If you love him, you come on, do what he said.
Yes.
He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Uh-huh.
I love him. I love him. I appreciate him. God is so good. I ain't got nothing to be said or worry about. I thank God for my hub.
I got a
good hub. God is calling people to come on and live for him.
Uh-huh.
How you say, don't you want to come on, go to heaven with me?
Yes.
I'm living in life just to live again because I want to see Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Are you saved?
Woo, glory.
God, are you saved?
Thank you, Jesus.
We need a revival, y'all.
Yes, Lord.
We need a revival.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you saved? Jeremiah 8:20 said, the harvest is past.
Uh-huh.
The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Go to the Bible class. Still not saved. You have camp meetings. You're still not saved. You go to the crusade. You're still not saved. We need tithing service. Good God Almighty, they go to the mega fest, or they go to the convention, and they're still not
preach
saved.
It, you in the
they're
word.
Fasting and praying, man. But they're still not saved. They go to the General Assembly,
Jesus.
And they're still not saved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good God Almighty.
Thank you,
we need to be saved.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible said, Action 2 and 40 said, and with many other words, I see my boat shot now. Did he testify and exalt? That means warn the same, save yourself
yes.
from this unemployed generation. From this crooked generation. Hallelujah. One scripture said the wicked kind of going to be put out. Highly God tired of the wicked. God tired of the wicked ways. Are you saved? Are you ready to go heaven? Go to heaven. Anytime you hear a preacher say he don't dot every I and cross every T, walk out on him. Because he ain't saved.
Amen.
And I praise you, Lord, when they got people out there, Lord was showing me, they got a lot of preachers out there fighting the word perfect. Talking about ain't nobody be perfect. He a lying devil.
Praise
he it. A lying demon. He a lie from the pit of hell. Because the Bible, Jesus said, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. Good God Almighty. That's why we got to be saved.
Amen.
You can't be saved without being perfect.
Yes, Lord.
You can't be perfect without being saved.
Uh-huh.
And if you're saved, you fill with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
And you speak with tongues.
Uh-huh.
Are you saved? Are you free from the world? How are you free? Hallelujah, from walking the street half naked. How you save? Oh, sisters, look at them beautiful sisters out there walking the street. Thank you, Jesus. Air rang in their nose. Two or three air rang on one ear. Air rang in the eyebrow. Air rang in the tongue.
That.
Good God Almighty. Air rang all in the cheek. That's a shame how they mutilate their beautiful body because of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. The devil told me, look good. Are you saved?
Are you saved?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your body
preach
is the temple
it.
Of the Holy Ghost. Any man defile the body. Hey, God, it will destroy. When you put on
Amen.
Them tattoos and all that stick, all that stuff sticking on you, that jewelry and all that makeup and all them earrings, hallelujah,
it.
You defile the body. I told you before, your body don't belong.
Don't
we
don't
are bought
it.
With a price.
Right.
Of Jesus Christ, the Bible said, Jesus Christ came to save sinners. From they sin according to the scripture. He died.
Yes, he did.
Are you saved? Oh, death is on the rampage. They killing, they warring, they committing suicide, they killing babies,
Jesus.
They call it abortion. They killing one another. Thank you, Jesus.
Preach it.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. This world at a turmoil.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus soon to come.
Yes,
but are you saved?
Saved?
And if you ain't saved, you can't go back with him. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. And if you save, you're going to hear that trumpet. When
Hallelujah.
That trumpet blow, good God Almighty, it's going to blow so loud. The dead in Christ. Go get up. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
and
you,
the scripture says, how we that are which will remain, going to be caught up. I'm ready to be caught
Amen.
Up. Thank you, Jesus. I live this life. To live again. Are you saved?
Are you saved?
Shut now.
Quit saying
you're saved and be saved. For the Bible says, how about not about shut now? Be doers of the word and not hear on them. Y'all talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk.
Preach the word.
You're
in the word, preach it.
But you're not saved.
Man.
You're preaching the good, but you're not saved. You're running a revival, but you're not saved. You're going here and there, but you're not saved. You're on the prayer line. You're on the prayer line, but you're not saved. You're on the internet. How about she come up on you, but you're not saved. Hallelujah. We got to go.
Preach it.
God bless y'all. We love y'all.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood. They're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Speak to your father. Say it with me. Forgive. Say it.